Hi guys, I just wanted to come on here and thank you guys so much for being listeners of mine and give you a Patreon sneak peek. So every single week I do Teen Mom covers on my Patreon as well as throwback Teen Mom episodes. I do Floribama Shore and so much more on my Patreon. So if you enjoy this and you're interested, head on over to patreon.com/dimtu. And thank you so much for listening. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Did I Make That Up? Patreon. Of course, I am Justine, and I am back with another Teen Mom 2 recap. So I'm finally caught up on the newest season. I know, right? Nothing to brag about. The show, the storylines we're getting, it's just absolutely pathetic. I'm not impressed. You know, when OG was on, I thought OG was so boring. I was like, I'm so excited for Teen Mom 2. And now that Teen Mom 2's on, I'm like excited for OG to start again, you know, however many months away that's going to be, because I'm like, are we going to get the Macy drinking edit now that the Ryans now that the Edwards are gone, you know? But obviously probably not, because the producers of Teen Mom hate us. Guys, they hate us. They hate us loyal fans. So it's just really frustrating. But, you know, Young and Pregnant's coming back in August, you know, at least confirmed by Kayla, with two new cast members. So, you know, I'm just really, really, really excited for that one. I mean, I just recorded yesterday, so obviously, you know, nothing in Teen Mom news has happened since then, unfortunately. You know, but as soon as I finish recording, I'm probably going to get a notification on my phone that something happened. Maybe not, but hopefully, you know, by the time the next episode happens, at least. Nothing's going on in Teen Mom world. Of course, Jersey Shore world, the situation, and Lauren had their baby boy. Congrats to them, Mazel Tov. Nothing really else to say here. However, today is the 5-year anniversary of Harambee's death. Guys, I can't believe it's been 5 years. R.I.P. Harambe, you're very, very, very greatly missed. And I guess that's all. So we're just going to get right into this recap, guys. It's Teen Mom 2, Season 10, Episode 22. And we're going to start with Ashley again. So Ashley decides that she wants to celebrate Bart getting his GED by throwing him a surprise party. I almost said surprise birthday party. Surprise GED party. She wants to invite his family because, you know, even though she clearly doesn't like them, it's not about her. It's his party. It's for him. And we finally get to see Ashley's sister, Chris, which made me so happy. I love Chris. We haven't seen her in a really long, I was going to say in a really long time, but it's been a really long time since the last season of Young and Pregnant was even on. I forget if she was really even in that too much, but I remember I always really liked her. I always thought that she was really funny, and I'm really excited to do my throwback episode of Young and Pregnant, so that, because she's going to be in it, obviously. She's one of, like, the stars in the episode that I'm going to do, so I'm excited. So Chris and Ashley go for a drink, and Ashley tells her about Bar getting his GED. Ashley's wearing, in the scene, this really, really, really fugly hat, trying to be a fashionista. I wasn't a fan. Ashley just tells Chris she invited Shen to Bar's GED party, and that was pretty much it. We see Bar with a talking head where he's like, So I found out that Ashley's throwing me a surprise birthday party for some odd ass reason. My mom decided to call me and tell me. It made absolutely no sense, but she did, so the surprise is ruined. Obviously, Ashley is super upset about it. She's upset that Shen ruined it for him. And all I have to say to this is, what the fuck, Shen? I've never had a surprise party thrown for me, but I have thrown one before, and it was a lot of fucking work, and it was a lot of anxiety about the person finding out and someone telling and all that bullshit. And if someone were to have ruined it, I would have been super fucking upset as well. So, but at the same time, it's Shen, so it's not surprising. We get a scene of Bar and Ashley taking Holly to the park, and Bar apologizes to Ashley just about his mom and the party. Obviously, Ashley is upset. Bar is really, really, really upset too. You can tell. If I were Bar, I would be so fucking upset because that's such a nice thing for somebody to do to you, to throw you a surprise party. And you know what? This isn't the first surprise party that's been ruined by Shen, right? Like, we even saw the flashback. I didn't write down exactly when in Ashley's segment, but we did see the "We came to celebrate a birthday" iconic young and pregnant moment. And even though Ashley was kind of the instigator in that situation because, Shen just wanted to be there. At the same time, Shen wasn't invited, right? And she shouldn't have shown up. I'm gonna cover that episode, so I don't want to get too much into it. And also, I haven't rewatched it yet either. But yeah, it's not the first time Shen's ruined something, and it won't be the last. So it's just really, really, really fucking sad. I know a couple people like this, unfortunately, in my life who I truly believe would do something like this. And it's really weird. Like, I don't know. I wish we got to hear like the whole conversation with Shen and Bar if it was. Obviously, it was an accidental, right? Because Shen's not a good person. But I wonder if she pinned it as like an accidental thing, or if it was more, oh, you should know that there's a surprise birthday party. Like, I don't know. I hope you guys try to know what I'm trying to say. Sorry, my words are all over the fucking place right now. Hope you guys know what I'm trying to say. And yeah. So Ashley said that she thought it would be nice to include everyone, but clearly she was wrong. I mean, I hate to put the blame on Ashley because it's obviously not her fault, but did a part of Ashley kind of like know that Shen would do something to ruin it, whether it would be tell Bar or if she was gonna, show up and start a scene or anything like that? I don't know. I just think that Shen isn't a good person. I think that Ashley knew the whole time that something would happen. I'm not blaming Ashley at all. This is 100% Shen's fault. Ashley did have all the right intentions. I'm just saying that I feel like deep down, Ashley probably knew that Shen would ruin it, and it would be another reason to say, like, fuck Shen, she's not invited to our wedding, she always does this bullshit. Even if she didn't think that that was going to happen and she actually genuinely wanted to make nice with her, because, whether Ashley likes it or not, if they get married, Shen's going to be her mother-in-law. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. Either way, just the whole fucking situation absolutely sucks, especially for Bar. So I just feel awful for him. When he's talking to Ashley at the park too, you can like hear it in his voice how fucking sorry and how upset he is. Like, God, I can't even imagine having a mom like that, honestly. Like, I can't I can't imagine my mom being the source of like 90% of the problems in my life. I can't imagine my mom starting drama with anybody on purpose or not. Like, every time that I have drama in my life or I'm upset about something or whatever, my mom's the one that's like, calm down. Like, this isn't worth your energy. Like, it's, I don't know. It makes me so thankful to have a mom like this, because I don't know what I would do if Shen was my mom. Okay, so Bar says that he's still excited for the party. And, you know, I just, like I said, I just feel so bad for him. It is nice to have somebody to throw you a party still, whether you got the surprise ruined or not, but it is disappointing. It is disappointing AF, I will say that. So we get a scene of Ashley and her friend going to a wine slash crepe place. I haven't had a good crepe in a while. There's like this dessert place that's kind of near me, and you know, they do like the dessert crepes, like the Nutella and like the strawberry and chocolate flavored ones. But there's this place downtown Toronto. I don't know if it still exists or not, but if it does, it's delicious. I think it's called Crepe Cafe. It's on Queen Street near like the Much Music building. And it's fucking delicious. They have like a huge ass crepe menu of, you know, breakfast crepes and lunch crepes and dessert crepes and everything. And it's delicious. And I think that this weekend I'm going to make it a mission to get myself a crepe. I've been trying to gain weight, so I've been like purposely eating really bad, like fast food 3 times a week. It's definitely working, and yeah, go food. Ashley tells her friend that Shen ruined the surprise party, and her friend's like, and like, you definitely told her it was a surprise, right? Ashley's like, yeah, I did. So Ashley didn't accidentally say like, is just a party. Like, she definitely said surprise, it's a surprise party to Shen. Ashley just told her friend that she's upset because like, what was the reason? And obviously, you know, it's Teen Mom and they want us to absolutely suffer through all of these episodes, so of course we don't get to see the actual party, right? We see a couple pictures and whatnot, and Bar has a talking head where he says the party was fun and Ashley did a great job putting it all together, the decorations and everything. Bar and Ashley have a talk, and Bar tells Ashley he's done with his mom, she's not invited to the wedding. Bar and his mom definitely had some sort of blowout. She was not at the party. I, like, why aren't we hearing these conversations? Why aren't they being recorded? I need Shen in my life. I understand that, you know, they probably don't want her to make any money off of MTV at this point because they're furious with her. And I totally get that. But, you know, if we don't get to see her at least, like, have Bar on the phone with her with Shen on speaker so we can at least hear her voice, I don't know. Ashley has a talking head where she says she's just like disappointed, not in Bar for making the choice to cut off his mom, but she's just disappointed in the entire situation in general. And oh, I don't blame her. You know what? It fucking sucks when you're with somebody and their family, it makes it harder for you than it has to be. You know, if anyone listening is in a relationship and the other family is genuinely nice, not a fake nice, genuinely wants to be around you, genuinely wishes your relationship the best, like, honestly, that's all you can really ask for, because unfortunately, more times than not, the situation is like this. Maybe I wouldn't say more times or not. That sounds a little pessimistic, glass half empty type bullshit. But unfortunately, this crazy mother-in-law type situation happens more than it should, I would say, for sure. Okay, let's move on to Leah, who so far this season is absolutely just dragging out her storyline, which is nothing. At first, it was the tumor, and then now it's Jeremy has COVID. She's literally just reaching for anything, and I totally get that she really has nothing else going on in her life because, as we find out in this segment, that she's being so careful. She's not even leaving her house. The crew isn't even there filming them. She self-shot this entire segment this week. So I totally get it. But at the same time, it's like, I don't know. I honestly don't know what I was expecting or what I want from Leah this season. However, the preview for next week, hopefully it'll be a little bit more interesting because it shows her talking to the girls is about their period. So, the poor girls, right? Imagine having to have the period talk with your mom for the first time on TV. Oh my God, I couldn't even imagine how humiliating that was. It's so funny because now, I'm almost 30. When you get to like this age, it's just like I'll tell anyone on the street that I'm on my period. Like, you don't care. But when you're that age, a period is like the most humiliating thing in the world. I remember I had this book called The Period Book, and if anyone else had it, please, 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 please message me and tell me because I thought this thing was so funny, so embarrassing as a kid. I like hid it, but it was this illustrated book about your periods and, why you get them and why that means you're like officially a woman now and, all of that bullshit. And I just remember like my friend and I was friends with this girl. I lived in an apartment for a little bit when my parents got divorced, and I was friends with this girl who lived right below me, and her and I were like inseparable because obviously we lived in the same building. We were in each other's units every day. And I had this book, and her and I would bring it to her house and we would just like go through it and laugh. And we were like so fascinated by it. It's so funny. And, now kids have like tablets and laptops and computers to look up even crazier shit. But, yeah, so next week at least we're gonna see Leah give Ali and Aaliyah the period talk. But for now, we get to hear her tell us for three segments that Jeremy has COVID. So, she FaceTimes her producer and she tells him that Jeremy has COVID and she's just scared because Addie was with him for 2 days. Basically, this conversation, is like what they would normally have in person, but they can't because everyone in Leah's household is quarantining for at least 14 days because of Addie being with Jeremy. And then we do get to see Addie give herself a COVID test, and Addie's like, she's like looking right at the camera, swabbing the thingy up her nose, and then she's like, and then she like does it again with the other, and it's like, Addie girl, like you're doing too much. Those coughs were fake. It's all good. We see Corey and Leah talk on the phone. Leah's still self-filming. You can tell it's just shot on like an iPhone or whatever. And Corey asks her how Jeremy is, and they talk about how scary it is that the girls might have been exposed to it. And you know what? Like, obviously, I give props to Leah for doing absolutely everything that she can because one of her daughters is obviously immune compromised, and she just doesn't want any of her kids to get sick. She doesn't want to get sick herself. It's obviously like Leah's doing the absolute best she can. I'm not gonna rag on her, but I am just gonna say, like, just because someone was exposed to it or whatever doesn't mean like they're gonna get it. Like, I feel like there's some people who've probably just been like absolutely immune to COVID. I know a situation where I had a friend who had COVID bad, and she slept in the same bed as her husband every single night. And they were both like getting COVID tests all the time, and all of his came back negative, and he never got sick, and she did. So I just think, like, that's nothing to do with Leah's situation. I just wanted to tell that story that I just feel like some people just like can't get it. I don't know. I go for my vaccine not this Monday coming up, but next Monday. So, hopefully I'll be good. Hopefully I don't get sick between those times. And I know that you're not technically immune or whatever until what do they say, like 2 weeks after your second vaccine or something like that. So anyways, it's good that, Lee and Corey are taking their precautions. All their tests have come back negative. None of the girls are sick. They're all fine. And I think that as long as they continue to take the precautions that they are, they should be fine. They shouldn't have such high anxiety about it. They're doing absolutely everything they can. And we actually get a talking head from Corey, which was kind of surprising. Just saying that, he's aware that he indirectly co-parents with Jeremy too, because obviously Leah, and they take it very, very seriously in his household because of Allie's compromised immune system. And then Leah's final scene is that she's sick. She said that she doesn't have a fever, but she does have a dry cough, and basically she just feels like shit. She says that all of her COVID tests are coming back negative, and none of the girls are sick. They all feel fine. So she's, it is what it is, but at the same time, she's obviously still worried, and she's continuing to do her tests, and she's just praying that none come back positive. So I don't think Leah has COVID. Obviously, they didn't tell us or not. They're gonna drag it on to the next episode. But like I said, we saw the preview for the next episode, and I don't think she would be sitting there with her girls if she tested positive for COVID. So, anyways, that's it for Leah. Like I said, absolutely nothing happened. So we're gonna move on to Bree over in Orlando. So in this episode, we actually finally get to meet Javi 2.0, aka her current fiance. I'm not sure if I mentioned in my last episode or not, but yeah, Brianna and this Javi guy are engaged. So I wonder if she's actually gonna go through with the wedding or if they're gonna break up before then. I kind of think they're gonna break up before then. I don't know. I can't see Brianna moving out of her mom's house. I don't know. And she just seems so flaky with relationships. I don't know. I just don't have a strong feeling about them being together. Maybe I just haven't seen enough of him yet. I don't know. We'll see. Only time will tell, right? So, Brianna says that he's met her kids and she's met his kids, but she's struggling with the idea to film with him because she doesn't want to allow him into her crazy, like, reality TV world quite just yet. So, Javi has been working on her arm lately, her sleeve. I mentioned before that I actually really like her half sleeve. I love half sleeves that are like the bottom half of your arm. I really, really, really want one day. I guess I have to date a tattoo artist who will do it for free for me, right? Brianna and her friend are just on their way to get her tattoo that she's been working on, and he's texting her and he's like, "Are we gonna film like right away?" And she's like, "Yeah," and he's like, "Oh my God, I'm not ready." And she's like, "Okay, well, get ready because I'm on my way with the cameras, whatever." And then she explains to her friend that her entire relationship with John was filmed. I totally forgot about John. Like, he is not a thought to me at all. But she said, like, it was really uncomfortable. He was uncomfortable. And it makes sense as to why that she was kind of like apprehensive, if that's the right word, to film with Javi 2.0, right? And honestly, I don't blame her because I can't really imagine what that would be like, right? When you start dating someone, especially if, like she did with John, where you just start filming with them right away, like you don't ever know if they're being their authentic selves or not because they always have a camera in front of them. You don't know what their motives or their intentions are. I hate to say it, but we still don't really know what this Javi and guy's intentions are because he has his own business and now he's probably gonna get blown the fuck up with, Instagram likes and follows and all that stuff. And he could just be working on his, trying to get his name out there, and he just hit the jackpot with her, or he could really love her. It could honestly be, either one. I'm just saying it would be extremely hard to be on TV and to know someone's intentions. So I totally understand her not wanting to film with him right away. And at the same time, I'm happy that she still decided to. I'm happy that she's at least, attempting to give us a decent storyline this season with her. Like with Kale, there's all that bullshit drama with her and Chris, and she's like not talking about it at all. Her storylines are just, ugh. So at least Brianna's attempting to give us something. So they pull up to the shop, and Brianna's nervous. She takes a minute before she gets out of the car. And then she tells the producer, she's like, just give me a few minutes alone with him, So the next scene, we get to see Javi 2.0 tatting her up. His business is called Javi underscore tattoos with a Z. Z, or as you Americans say, Z. Canadians actually say Z too. Like I think I'm one of the only people that actually says Z. Canadians say Z too. I really hope that she doesn't like break up with him and then regrets getting all these tattoos. Like, she does explain how they met, and she said that she actually wanted a tattoo and she came across his page. And then that's where they met because she met up with him to go over what her idea was. And then they just started hanging out, all that stuff. But at the same time, I hope she's not going crazy with the tattoos because she knows she can get them for free from him. And then, and then something happens. And then she's like, oh shit, now I have all these tattoos that I don't want anymore. I don't know. They seem good though. I haven't like, zoomed in on them, or I haven't even looked at his Instagram. Maybe I'll follow him. We'll see. Maybe I'll give him a follow. But they seem to look okay, so it is what it is. Anything's better than Macy's tattoos, right? Or even better, Amber's tattoo of Leah on her stomach. That's the best teen mom tattoo ever, I swear to God. I would do anything to see what that tattoo looks like now, current daytime. I would do anything. Oh my God, it's like the worst portrait ever. Like, guys, tattoos are, they are what they are. I have a few shitty tattoos. But if you're gonna get something as bold as a portrait, like, you better go to the best fucking tattoo artist that you can find, I swear. Let alone to get a portrait, a colored portrait of a baby on your stomach. Like, oh my God. However, out of all the crazy shit that Amber's done, that definitely isn't the worst thing, so I digress. Brianna's friend comes in with her to the tattoo shop, and she's asking her all the questions that, the producer would ask her. Brianna seems like really nervous, like she doesn't want to talk about it, really weird. Brianna's a Gemini, so, she's all over the place. It's very, very, very obvious to me that she's a Gemini, but I thought she was just being weird about talking about him in front of him because it's still a kind of a newer relationship and she's nervous with the cameras there, all that stuff. But then later on, she says that she wasn't really talking because the tattoo hurt. So I don't know. She has a talking head where she just says that it's scary to her because she's been on TV for a while now and she knows that, like, once it's on TV, it's there for forever and you can't take it back. So, yeah. We get to see Shirley, my girl Shirley. And Brianna tells her that she has bad diarrhea because she had a coffee with a lot of whipped cream in it. So, that's good to know. She just tells Shirley what filming with Javi was like, and she said that she's glad that her friend was there. She said she was weird with talking because the tattoo hurt, whatever, whatever, whatever. I have a tattoo on my hand, and that was like literally the most painful thing I've ever done in my life. It felt like someone was digging a knife or a blade into my hand and slicing it open slowly. And I have a tattoo on my ribs, like right under my boob, and that felt good compared to my hand tattoo. And I don't know, but maybe I guess I just deal with pain differently. I was like, okay, I need to be talked to. I need to like ignore this feeling because if nobody talks to me right now, I'm gonna like freak out, but whatever. Shirley asked her if she's gonna film with him again, and she said she like doesn't know. She says she doesn't know like where the relationship's gonna go at this point because he like treats her good, and she says something weird. She's like, he shows me the attention that I think I want. And Shirley's like, what you think you want? And then Shirley just tells her, like, well, you better figure it out before you waste any more time. And Shirley just like always looks at her like she's fucking crazy. So, I appreciate that. And you guys know how much I love Shirley. Shirley's my girl, so. Okay, so let's get this over with, Kale. You know what? On another Teen Mom podcast, they were like saying, like, oh, we can't even be mad at Kale for the shitty storyline because she carried the show on her back for so many seasons. And it's so true. I just want to snark on her for not giving us more, but at the same time, that is totally true. She did carry the show. Her and Janelle, right? For however many years. But either way, this is what we have, and we just have to roll with it, right? So we get to see Lincoln's football game for a hot minute, and Javi literally trains Lincoln like he's in the NFL. Like, I'm not even joking. Like, I still follow Javi on Instagram. And he'll post all these stories where, Lincoln is doing these like insane workouts. It's just absolutely crazy. I mean, I don't know. No one really like plays football like that here in Canada that I know of. So I guess it's just like an American thing. Obviously, we have football and people play football, but not so like intensely as kids because it's such a fucking dangerous sport, right? Like every kid here is like baseball, and then obviously if your parents had money or were willing to spend the money, it was like hockey because obviously it's Canada. Oh my God. I was gonna go on about the Maple Leafs and Habs series, but I know no one cares, so I'm just gonna continue with the podcast. So Isaac doesn't get to do the things that he likes to do because obviously, Lincoln has football, it's an outdoor sport. Isaac's sports were indoor sports that aren't happening right now because of COVID. He did jiu-jitsu and basketball. And Kale is worried about him because she doesn't want him to spend all of his time on his phone. So Kale has a conversation with Isaac and she just asks him how he feels about the pandemic in general. And Isaac expresses that things have changed too much. He feels upset because he feels like he's missing out on a lot of things. And it's like, Isaac, me too. Especially living here in Ontario right now, it's like, unless you're a rich old man, then you can't do anything. And I'm only saying that because golf courses are open and that's about it. That's what I wanted to do this weekend. I was like, I knew I wanted to do something this weekend. I wanted to go to the driving range. I mean, it's fucking pouring rain right now. Windy as hell. Today was recycling day, so everyone's fucking recycling was all over the place. It's just a fucking shit show. Anyways, so I don't know. The weather, of course, was like so hot all week, and then it's Friday and it comes to the weekend and it's shit. And then last weekend was the long weekend here in Canada, and the forecast all weekend said that it was gonna call for rain, and then it ended up being like the nicest weekend ever. And then there were all these conspiracy theories that the government told the Weather Network that they had to say that it was gonna rain so that no one made plans because we're still in lockdown. Like, the only thing that we can do legally here is go on the golf course, and you can have like five people gather outside your home. It's so, where was I? So Isaac, I know how you feel about missing out on things. It sucks. I really can't imagine this happening when I was Isaac's age. I really can't. I don't know if it's worse for it to happen to you as a kid or as an adult, because as a kid, you like adapt a lot quicker. As an adult, like your whole everything you know kind of changes, or if it's the other way around. But either way, I loved Kale for this conversation that she had with him. We always talk about like, is Kale actually a good mother? Because, she's a good mom, like on paper. But her life and all the things the boys have seen and been put through, and all the time she's moved and all that shit is not good for them. But I think with stuff like this, it's she's so good with them. Like, she's worried about, she doesn't say it, but she is essentially worried for his mental health because she doesn't want him to. She says be bored all the time, which, yeah, obviously, but that it would be hard to see. You have to cancel all your activities, all the things that you like doing as a kid, and you see your little brother playing football, and getting to do the thing that he loves to do. So, yeah, I just really liked this moment that Kiel had with Isaac. So, Isaac said, like, Kale's like, is there anything else that you want to do or anything like that that you can do right now? And Isaac just said that he's been drawing a lot lately. So Kale said she'll make sure that she always has supplies for him and she's gonna try to find him some sort of class so that he's, like I said, not bored all the time using his electronics. And then we get a moment of Kale and her friend slash nanny talking about the school situation. And Kale just tells her about Isaac and that he's stuck. She said Isaac just doesn't have the same type of outlet that Lincoln has because Lincoln has foosball. And she thinks Isaac is internalizing everything. Kale has this idea that Isaac gets to design his own bathroom at their new house. I'm like, damn, girl, like, how many bathrooms are you getting that you're letting your 10, 11-year-old, however old Isaac is, design a bathroom? She probably has, like, 5 bathrooms, and it's obviously not, like, you know, he gets to draw dinosaurs on the wall or something like that. That's obviously not what it is. It's just like, what color tiles do you want? Whatever. But she goes and she gets the tile samples for Isaac to look at. And I think that this was so nice of her. It was so sweet. It's really not that big of a deal because, you know, essentially she only has to show him what she wants to show him. And it's just a quick, like, you know, I want white floors and black walls or, you know, this and this pattern or whatever, you know. And all he does is, like, choose it. And I don't know, I thought this was so nice of her. And, yeah, it was just really sweet of her. And that's all I have to say for Kale this week. So moving on to Miss Jade. So Jade and Sean have a conversation with their new producer, Felicia, and she's like, so we've been reviewing some footage. And Sean's like, of who? And she's like, you, Sean. She's like, do you guys want to explain to us what's going on? And then Jade basically just explains to her that Sean proposed to her. In the last episode, Sean was making it seem like, unless I missed something he said, but from what I caught from it, Sean was making it seem like it was more of like a promise ring type situation. But I guess he full on proposed to her. It's actually hilarious that he didn't really do it on camera because he probably knew that Jade was going to say no, but I guess he told her, like, I want you to be my wife. I want to be with you forever. And Jade said that it was really random and she didn't expect it, which obviously, you know, isn't really the answer that you want when you're proposing to somebody. But Sean said that he gave it to her and he said that he wasn't even expecting an answer, which is weird too. Jade said that she's holding off on it. And then the producer asks what the status of their relationship is. And then Sean's like, is there a status? And Jade does the cringiest thing. She's like, we're just homies. And then gives him props. It's very, like, you know, Big Ed and Rose. Like, you're my best view. And then she's like, oh, you're so sweet. And like, it's so awkward, like, you know, when a guy you don't like gives you a compliment or something, and then you're just like, thanks, like, you don't know what to say back, like, it was, like, that type of vibe. So they show the producer the ring, and Jade said that the ring is a sweet gesture and everything, but she knows it's not gonna fix their problems, because they were engaged before, and I totally fucking forgot that they were engaged before. How did I forget this? We see a throwback from Young and Pregnant when he proposed to her at that restaurant. Do you guys remember this? And then Christy was like, I don't want you to marry Sean. I don't think he's the one for you. And Jade looked so much better as a blonde, in my opinion. The flashback of her, I was like, whoa, like, she looked real good as a blonde, in my opinion. Basically, I think it's obvious that Jade doesn't want to be with Sean. I don't think she has feelings for him. I think that she's over him. But I don't think she wants to just be openly blunt and just tell him, because I think she knows that A, Sean most likely won't come around and help her with Chloe. And we all know that Jade isn't the most, how do I word this? I don't want to call her a bad mom or say she's like not a good mom, but she gets, okay, she's not the most patient mom. I'll say that. She's not the most patient mom with Chloe. And Sean seems to have more, not that either of them have patience with her from what we've seen, but Sean seems to have more than Jade, and she needs the help. She needs a babysitter because she owns her own business and she works all the time, right? Like, hairdressers work weird hours. They, you know, when you have a job like that, it's like you have to work when everybody else has their time off. So you have to work on the weekends. Like, essentially, at least the hairdressers I know, they take their weekends on like Mondays because they work Saturday afternoons, Sunday afternoons. They work late into the evening because that's when the average person who has a 9-to-5 job can come and get their hair done. So she needs a babysitter, and obviously her mom and her stepdad are so all over the place that she can't rely on them. Sean doesn't have a job. Sean doesn't have anything else going on. So if she's nice to Sean, he'll stick around and do that help with Chloe. I also think that she might be afraid that Sean might kind of go off the rails and start using hardcore drugs again if he's not already. I mean, I don't think Sean's on hardcore drugs. Do I think he's a pothead? Yeah. Do I think he's doing... What did they even say he was doing when she was, like, taking him to those, therapy sessions or whatever he was doing? Was he doing meth or was he doing, like, heroin? It doesn't matter, but he was doing something harder than pot, right? So maybe he's doing really well and she just doesn't want to, like, set him off because, as we've seen before on the show, Sean seems to get set off very easily. He seems to be a very emotional, passionate guy. And that's scary, right? So this is just obviously my opinions. So their last scene, Sean has a talking head about Jade. He's going off and then he's just like, you know, as long as she wants me around, I'm not going anywhere. And then the producer just goes, she's not wearing the ring though. And then Sean's like, yeah, because it doesn't fit. And I'm like, wow, Sean, like, way to call out Jade. Like, Jade did say something before about her fingers. But even if Jade was joking around about it as much as, like, she is, I don't think he should have said anything about that. It was just a funny moment, though, with the producer saying that and everything. It was funny. So Jade's friend is there, not Kelsey Shakur's mom, her other friend. We've seen this friend before. She went to Vegas with this friend. I don't know how to say her name at all, and I don't want to butcher it. It doesn't matter. Her friend's there. And her friend's like, so Sean, are you still planning to get your own place? And then Sean in his head is like, fuck no. But then he's like, we'll see. And then he goes on to say that he low-key proposed. Like, he's like, low-key, though. Low-key. Like, what do you mean you low-key proposed? Like, you proposed. And if any dude is like, I low-key proposed, they said that, like, you're not ready to get married. I don't care. Basically, I think that Sean doesn't want to move out. Do I think that he is so in love with Jade and wants to be with her so bad, like he's making it seem? No, I definitely don't think that, because when they're together, he seems like he hates her. Like, he literally, like, you guys remember last season, I hope, like, they fucking hated being around each other. Yeah. And I get that couples fight and whatever, but I just get the feeling he's only doing this because he doesn't want to move out. He doesn't want to have to, you know, get his own place. He wants to mooch off Jade his whole life. And Jade obviously doesn't want to marry him. She's, even though what she's saying is beating around the bush, she is making it very clear she doesn't want to marry him. She just wants to focus on her business, as she should. As she should. The teen mom stuff isn't going to last forever. It feels like it's going to last forever, but it probably won't. And so she's doing what she should be doing. She's on TV. She's probably getting new clients constantly. And this is what she wants to do with her life. And like I've said in my last episode, I've seen pictures of the hair that she's done, and I think that she's really talented, and yeah, she's 24 years old, you know what I mean? She's doing exactly what she should be doing, and yeah, they're both doing this thing for all the wrong reasons, and I don't know. I guess we'll just have to see where it goes, right? I think they're together right now. Who knows? Who knows? I guess we'll just have to keep watching the season. But in the clip for next week, we see her and Brianna filming together, and Jade said that she's getting her BBL. She said that she was getting something else too. And in the clip, we see Brianna tell her, "I was on my deathbed for 3 months." So, did she say 3 weeks or 3 months? Doesn't matter. We'll watch next week. So, yeah. I'm really, really, really excited for that and to, like, talk about that, because even though I've never had any work except for Botox and filler in my face, I have tons of friends who've had surgery, good surgery and bad surgery. So I am pretty informed on procedures, BBLs, and, I'm just excited to talk about that. So I guess that's everything, guys. I'm surprised I talked for as long as I did about this. I actually had one of those like Bang energy drinks that are supposed to be meant for pre-workout. I never had one before, and I drank one before this, and it made me feel like talkative and cheery, so maybe I'll drink those before I do my teen mom episodes, because got more out of me. Guys, thank you so much for listening. You guys are the best. And if you guys could do me a huge favor and leave me a nice rating and review, I would absolutely love that. And I don't know, all I ever do is promote shows and stuff that I have coming up, so you guys know already. And I guess that's it. Talk to you guys soon. Have a fantastic weekend. Bye.